Good morning. Let us pray before we read Bible. Father, we come to you this morning. We ask for your guidance. As a church member, we really know your will. We know how to join, to multiply the church, to bring unbelievers come to you, Father. We pray that the Holy Spirit speak to us this morning. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Last week, I said about sharing the Christ in modern world. This morning, like a series, I would like to talk about hospitality in New Testament, because hospitality also an important thing, because the Bible show us when the church did hospitality, then unbeliever can come and join together. They can feel how God love us, love them through our hospitality. Let us open the book of Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 42 till 47. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. And they began selling property and possession and were sharing them with all, as anyone might have need. Day by day, continuing with one mind in temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity heart, and praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. Brothers and sisters, when we read this passage and then we try to see our situation, and we feel that our situation is very different with the situation in the book of Acts chapter 2. We live in the time where people don't care. Where people don't care. For example, today we can see that people love to play Pokemon. And when they walk with mobile phone and try to catch Pokemon, they don't care with other people. They just walk like this and then over there. They think that the root is belong to them. They don't care with other people like that. Of course, I'm not against with Pokemon. You can play whatever you want it, but you need to remember, when you walk in public area, you need to know this is public area. But because of selfies, want to catch a lot of Pokemon. I don't know if they have a lot of Pokemon, will they go to the heaven? Of course not. Yeah. This reality want to tell me, of course want to tell you also, that how selfish people. Just because of game, they forget other people. With this kind of culture, now we talk about hospitality. That's really something far from human mind. The Bible told us we need to act hospitality, because when the Bible talk about love, love in the Bible is not a slogan, but love in the Bible is something real. something that we need to show up to show off. And when we show our love, at the same time, we do hospitality to other people. I like to see at bar corner, at the back, there is a manual for barista who serve barista, and then they write one sentence. They call hospitality means love stranger. Hospitality means love stranger. And then I get another definition. I can say that hospitality is an action of love shown to those we love and to those we do not love. Either you love or not to love, you need to show your hospitality. That's why when I prepare this message, a few days ago, I went to Uniqlo, and I saw this T-shirt. And I buy it because this T-shirt really same with my topic this morning. Love another. Show your hospitality. In Old Testament, God showed himself as the host and Israel as guest. How God showed his hospitality to Old Testament people. But in New Testament, Jesus showed himself as a guest and we as the host. That's why when we show our hospitality, at the same time, we act two things. We serve people and we serve Jesus. Let's see Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, verse 45. Then he will answer them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did not do it to one of the least, you did not do it to me. So Jesus represents himself as a guest, as a poor people. Once we act hospitality, then at the same time we serve God and serve people. Oh, so beautiful, brothers and sisters. No wonder both Old Testament and New Testament, they command us as a believer to act hospitality. Now, how we treat, or what's the Bible say that we need to treat hospitality well? For example, Leviticus 19:34 said, you shall not treat the stranger that sojourn with you as the native among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you are stranger in the land of Egypt. We need to love them. Yeah? We need to love them. That's why when Germany they try to save refugee, and then when they have debate in the parliament, some of them took this verse to talk about. They said that according to the Bible, we should love foreigner, we should love stranger, we should show our hospitality to them. This also part of my study. When I talk about a domestic helper who came from Indonesia to Hong Kong, they are stranger, they are foreigner, they are aliens. Then when they come to Hong Kong, what should the church love them? What should the church protect them? What should the church serve them? Because the Bible told us like this. And then in New Testament, Peter talked from 1 Peter 4:9 say, show hospitality to one another without grumbling. So hospitality to one another without grumbling. We need to serve them with smiling face, without grumbling. Few months ago, I remember when SP tried to serve stranger and foreigner by giving a cup of coffee at EMP, but now no more coffee. That's Hong Kong. They don't need your coffee. They need something else maybe. We need to think about if we serve coffee and they don't want to have coffee, then we need to do something. Yesterday, I served two Muslim ladies who came to visit us. What I know, they love Indonesian food. Once they arrived, I told my wife, you stay with them, and I go home, I prepare something. Yeah. Very simple. Just want to show our love. Because before we tell who is Jesus, they need to taste the love from Jesus. And how they know the love from Jesus? They know the love from Jesus from our hospitality. Hebrews 13:2 say, do not neglect to show hospitality to stranger, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. You see, when we serve a stranger, we do hospitality to them. At the same time, maybe some of them are angels because the Bible told us. So the action of hospitality beat 3 points. Number one, to human. Number two, to angel. And then the last one, to Jesus at the same time. So, as a believer, hospitality really important. And we need to practice hospitality in our daily life. How we do hospitality? I mean, hospitality took several forms. First, act of hospitality include to the humble and gracious reception of travelers into one home for food, lodging, and protection. I know that it is not easy in Hong Kong because our house, like Mickey Mouse house, every part is very small. Even 3 people with bathroom, 1 bathroom, still higher. And then if we put 3 more people, then I don't know how we need to make a line waiting for the bathroom. It's very, very difficult. That's why I say our house, like Mickey Mouse house, a small house. But the Bible said, yeah, of course, we can tell them where they can get cheap hotel. If you don't know, I let you know, open R&B website and you can find it. Yeah. If still you don't know, you just call me, then I will bring you there to let you know where we can find the cheap house for our jazz. That's the problem. Is not you have or you don't have. The problem is in your heart. If you have willingness to provide, to help them, then I believe you can find a way to provide food or housing to someone. Yeah. I really happy because I can host a few members of my family when they come to visit. Even I know that 5 people plus we 4 people, 9 people stay at 400 square feet apartment. It's a crazy thing. But I told myself, this is a time I want to share love to them. They like or don't like, whenever I have opportunity, I will talk about Jesus to them. I talk about Jesus to them by action and by sharing. We can do it. Second point. Permitting the alien person to harvest the corner of one field. In Old Testament, You remember the story of Ruth? Yeah? When Ruth come to the grain field, and then Boaz, the boss, told his servant, don't take all, just leave some so that Ruth can take and bring home. This is the act of hospitality. If we act like this in our modern day, the simple word is don't act greedy. Don't think just for your own, but think, let other people have it also. I remember how I teach one teenager about this situation. We have a party, and then when the guests start to take the food, this teenager, quite big, Hong Kong people say fei chai, and then he start to take everything what he wanted, and after that he put it on the table. Then I said, you like this? Yes, I like this. Fried chicken, everything like that. And I also like this. Oh yeah. How can you didn't take it when if you say you like it? Because no more. Huh? No more. Where are the chicken? Then I said, in your plate. You know, and I said, next time you need to remember other people. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we act like the children. When we have business, when we know where to get money, we swap it everything to us. Too greedy. The Bible told us, remember, leave it for someone. Number three, clothing the naked. Yes, of course. Clothing the naked. That's why I'm happy to bring all second-hand clothes, good clothes, to like developed country. I brought it to Indonesia. They need it. Because in Hong Kong, we have too many clothes. Even our cupboard don't have space. We always argue with our spouse when we want to buy something. My wife always told me, remember, Slamet, no place. Don't bring any more. Too many. But for other people, they need it. Yeah? Why don't we think something? How to share this all to them? And then the fourth one is tithing food for the needy. Brothers and sisters, when I prepared this, the commentary tell me that when we sharing food in all Testament and in New Testament time or in the ancient world, to share food with someone means to share life. To share food to someone means to share life. At that time, when you give some food to other people, that means you share life. So what is hospitality? Hospitality means to share your life to someone. No wonder the first generation church, when they gather together, they have food to share. That means they want to share their life for other people. Yeah. But today, in the church, after service, we have snack, and then maybe the purpose of the snack is just to hold some people so that they will not leave the church easily. But the purpose is to save life. Remember, in house church, when we share food, that means we share life. The food means life. When we share it, we want to share life together. We don't have competition. Which food is more yummy, tasty, or something like that. But when we share food, that means we share life. Now, brothers and sisters, this all the form of hospitality in the Bible. I believe it is not difficult for us to practice it. We can do it step by step. For example, when we have birthday, we have a chance to share our hospitality. I don't know in Hong Kong, but what I know in Indonesia, when I celebrate my birthday, usually I invite someone and then I treat them. But in Hong Kong, I heard people gather together and treat someone who has birthday. So, which is good and which is not too good. Good means you don't need to spend your money on your birthday. It is not too good, that means birthday is your special day. You need to do something. You need to give something. And how you show it? Yeah, of course. Treat someone. And then let people know that that day is special day for you. I want to share something. I want to love you by invite you by doing something like that. This is the act of hospitality in New Testament. Or I have read a story. A Christian, a believer, he really want to share hospitality to other people. So every time he cook, he wait someone, and then he invite someone to eat together like that. So 1 year, he can invite 50 people to eat together with him. Of course, brothers and sisters, I said it is difficult in Hong Kong to do that. But we can have a list of unbeliever friends. Maybe we can have just coffee together at coffee time or lunch time. By doing like this, we show our hospitality and then we share something. Last night, I make a surprise for one of my friends by bringing him to marathon spot. And then I told him, you can choose everything, but I only give you 300. You can choose everything. That means you can buy 1,000, but I only give you 300. Oh, what a special day, Pastor Slamet, today. No. I just want to share love to you. And then at the last, he chose 370 sandal. Then I said, I give you 300 and you pay $70 for that. And he was so happy. Of course, when someone took hospitality from us, they will keep smile all the day. Even not all the day they remember. They can remember for the whole life. So, I encourage you, brothers and sisters, let us try to show our hospitality. If people know SP as a prayer church, if people know SP as a mission church, now I want people know SP because there is a hospitality in this church. Amen? Let us pray. While we took a few minutes to meditate this message, let us think anything that good from God come to us. But at the same time, when the last time we show our hospitality for other people,
me.
Let us spend our time together this morning. We remember there are some brothers and sisters who are in physical weakness. Yes, they need our prayer. Let's bring our prayer to them and ask God to show His mercy to them. Let's pray together. Let's speak to God and ask the Holy Spirit also work among them, especially those who are unbeliever. We pray that God will open their heart. Whilst we pray, the Holy Spirit work in their heart. There is nothing impossible in God. That's why we ask miracle to them. We really humble ourselves and then ask God to show His mercy for every weakness, limitation of human life. Yeah, we ask God to show His mercy. And we remember our brother and sister who are looking for new job. We pray for them. Let's pray for SPSG, for Pei Sam Kim and family, that God will always lead him in leading SPSG. And also pray for SP Indonesia. This Sunday, we will spend time go to Victoria Park to do outreach ministry, to sing and then to share love for Indonesian sister in Victoria Park. And also pray for Mission Council there are a lot of things that they need to do and arrange in order to bring God love to many people. Also pray for local outreach, Friday evening activity. Let's pray together. Father, we pray for Pastor Sam and family who are in United States. We pray that during this holiday season, he can download more from you, Father. And once he returns to Hong Kong, he can lead us walk closer to you by your wisdom. He will lead us to do your will, Father. We also pray for Pinet and your team. They are in Cambodia for mission trip. We pray that you will bless the team and then protect them also, Father. Whenever they do, they share, the hospitality come from their heart to share with Cambodian people. Thank you, Father. We remember this morning message. Please teach us. Like you serve us, then it is our time to serve other people with hospitality. By doing this, we share your love to them, and they can thanks to you, and they can feel that there is more than this. Yes, hospitality is part of the gospel. Once they feel hospitality, and we pray that they will find and they will seek another path, which is salvation from you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bless our day today, so that wherever we go, whatever we do, we can glorify your name. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.